Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, coming at you. And today, we have a very, very special guest. I like to call her the Queen of Russia.
Oh, wow.
All right, good old Lika Osipova. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, guys.
I'm so glad we could make this happen today. And yeah, so for those of you guys who might be wondering, you know, who is Lika? Like, give me a little bit of a background. Lika is an actress, director, and producer. She is an award-winning founder and producer of Miss Russian Los Angeles Beauty and Talent Show and Miss Russian United States. This event showcases the strength, intelligence, beauty, and talent of the finalists representing their roots as they compete to bring home the crown. Lika has received the Role Model of the Year Award from the Advisory Board, City of West Hollywood. Soon after accepting the first award, Miss Russian LA Talent and Beauty Show won the second award for Outstanding Achievement in 2016. Lika continues to leave a significant impact in the world.
Oh, wow. Read more about me. Read more.
We might need a whole biography if we're going to do that. So, Lika, kind of, because here's the thing, you know, with the guests that I have on my show and just people of influence and even just status, I feel like a lot of people, they tend to just look at the highlight reel, right? They don't look at the upbringing on what got them there. And that's part of the reason why I named this podcast The Roots of Success, because people want to know, like, the roots to how they got to where they're at. They want to make sure that you weren't born a certain way or you weren't necessarily just gifted. But if you could kind of explain, like, just a little bit of your background and your upbringing, that would be, I think that's what the audience would like to hear.
Well, I was born in Russia in a small city. And it's like 2 hours from Moscow.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, I was a very, very, very shy kid. Like, extremely shy. Yeah, girl, I was very quiet. And when I was 13, my mom noticed that I'm too shy. I don't have a lot of friends, and I'm like, you know, very quiet kid. So she decided to go with me to one of the modeling agency and try to get me in. And I was like, Mom, no, it's not for me. I'm not that pretty and I'm not that, like, good for this and that. And she's like, no, you need to go there. Thanks God. Yeah. I listened to my mom. Yes, and I went there. And I love it. I was in this agency for 7 years, and my career started from there. Not like as a model. Yeah, I did some modeling thing, but it's not my thing, to be honest. I always like to be behind the camera. I love to, like, write the scripts for beauty pageant, to direct it, to find money to produce it. And I was only, like, 17. You know, 18.
Wow, that's young.
But I had this passion. So first of all, the main goal, it's you. Whatever you do, you need to be passionate. You need to have this passion, and to be positive, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, if something wrong, if you can't do it now, never give up. You can do it next year, next time. Like, just never give up.
That's deep. Okay. So, with you kind of being, would you say you might have been a little bit, you know, insecure when you were younger, just about, you know, because you said that you weren't really as confident, like, in your look.
Yeah, I didn't like anything about myself.
But when people look at you now, I mean, I'm just being honest, you know, like, people look at you now and you get tons of compliments. I mean, we were just outside the car and that guy was like, we thought he was 52 or whatever. He's 68 years old. Or no, 78?
He was 78, but he looked like he was 58.
Literally. And I could tell he was, you know, feeling some type of way.
Well, but now your audience will think that only 78 old guys look at me. Yeah, no.
No, I'd say like probably, you know, 18-year-olds too, you know?
Well, yes. But no, you know, I think it's something, it's not about even how you look like, how you feel about yourself. It's your like self-confidence, it's your comfortable with yourself. It's very important. It's not only about the look, the long legs, the pretty face, all this bullshit, no. Something more deeper. It's about the light that's inside you and your positive energy. You know, it's everything is about energy.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's deep. No, I agree with that. Like, you can just feel other people's vibrations and just how they operate. Like, if somebody comes up to you and if they're kind of going through it, like, you can feel that, you know?
Yeah.
And then if somebody's happy but with a bunch of joy, you can feel that they're happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people have everything, money, success, forever, everything, but they're not happy inside. And you can see it. You can see that something's wrong.
Yeah, no, that's so true. So what if somebody, because I know you said passion's huge, right? Passion's the main thing.
Yeah.
So how do you become passionate, you know?
So you think that you need to become passionate? It's something that you can learn how to become passionate. You just need to feel it. You just need to have it inside you. You just need to put your goal and to do anything to reach it. That's all. If like everyone will tell you, no, don't do it. It's not for you. You're never going to make it. Don't listen to these people. Listen to yourself. It's better to try to do it and it will be not successful. Then your whole life you will think, oh my God, I needed to try. Why didn't I do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's better to try.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like a lot of people, they kind of get caught up in everybody else's life. Especially, you know, being out here in Los Angeles. I mean, you got a lot of people that move out here and they want to be like the next big thing.
Yeah.
But they're still distracted by all these, you know, what's so-and-so doing? You know, I got to keep scrolling through social media. But I feel like that can also serve as a big distraction.
Another thing, social media. You know, when young ladies see that all this pretty, like, perfect bodies, like models and all these comments, and they feel not pretty, like, oh, I want to be like her. It's so not true. Like, 50% of all this social media, it's fake.
It's true. I mean, people be buying fake followers and
like everything fake. Yeah, they live in the fake life.
Yeah.
You know, they go somewhere just to make a picture, pretend that they live in this life. And I mean, it's sad. It's very sad.
So what do you recommend for somebody that they're on social media, like, all the time, looking up to these, like you said, you know, models and actresses, actors, and they want to be just like them?
I advise to live their own life, not the life of that people who they follow. No, they can follow, they can learn something from the right people, but not living their lives. So they spend, like, 5 hours a day, I don't know, maybe someone spent 55, but I mean like 5 hours a day. It's better to spend a little time on social media, but invest this time to make yourself grow, you know?
Yeah.
It's better. It's better to invest into yourself because time is priceless.
That's powerful. And you know, it's funny, like going through the school systems, they don't necessarily teach that. They don't necessarily teach, you know, investing into you, investing into yourself.
Exactly.
Personally, myself, Liga, I mean, I'm 23 right now. I picked up my first self-help book, personal development, when I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania. It's very conservative. And a lot of people, they're like, what are you reading? And I told them, I was like, I'm reading something about success. And they said, like, who's this guy that wrote the book? And I was like, he's somebody that I look up to, like a mentor. And they're like, you know, he's just trying to take your money. And they didn't get that. So I'm over here reading books about success at like 15 years old. And they're over here kind of criticizing. So maybe somebody's out there now that might be listening and they have a hard time because maybe it's their inner circle or their friend group that they live by. So it's like they're living by their opinions and what they say.
Exactly.
They feel as if they need an approval.
Exactly.
You know? So like somebody that is in that circle, let's say like they know just by listening to this, they need to maybe cut somebody off or make an adjustment, but it's hard for them. So how does somebody make an adjustment? How does somebody just say, hey, like, I don't want to like totally cut you out, but I just need some space. You know what I mean? Because you can be bold, you can be blunt and just be like, hey, like I'm done. But some people, they're not like that. Some people aren't gorillas. They're not super blunt. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to like, you have to work on yourself. People can change. One thing that you mentioned, it's so right that some people so like listen to everyone, but not themselves. Like, and they very, very listen to other people's opinion. I mean, it's so crazy. Come on. Come on. I mean, I never do it. Because I have a lot of haters, people who try to put me down. Even in my circle, you know, I know people who are smiling at me, but wish me...
yeah, I'm sure.
You know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
People look at you and they're like, you know, let me try to, you know, just... You probably have a lot of people that try to take things, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They try to copy me and to try to do something that I do. But, you know, I don't feel, like, bad for those people. No. I feel nothing. I mean, wherever, if you want to try to do something, if you want to be like me, it's good for me. It means that I'm someone that you want to copy me and be like me. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean... But never, guys, never listen to anyone. And someone who advises you, maybe he's not your friend. So don't listen to these advices.
It's like, there's a lot of snakes out there.
Exactly.
A lot of people be like, hey, I'm a be here, you know, for the long haul. I'm a be here since day one. And I'm sure you've seen it yourself, Lika, like just the success that you've had. You've had people that have tried to remind you of like, hey, remember me? Like I was there in the beginning, right?
Well, you know, I never forget someone who helped me. Yeah, or, you know, these people are still around me. These people are still next to me. And don't take me wrong. I'm not telling you guys not to trust people. No. It's very different. Not to listen to people who advise you something that matters for you. Like, it's something that's important for your career or life. It's different. You need to be a decision maker, first of all. So this is the way I live, and I feel comfortable.
That's interesting. So throughout your career so far, of course, success is different for everybody, but when would you say that you really started to notice that a lot of people are really just trying to take from you? Was there a certain moment in your life? You know, was it, you know, whenever you won like a certain award? Like, when was it that you really, you had to tell yourself like, hey, I can't just like please everybody now. Like, you got to be kind of harsh, not harsh, but like you kind of got to be very stern with what your decision making is. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. But, you know, you mentioned what is success. Success is, it means different for everyone. For someone, oh my God, I have 1 million followers, it's a success. For someone, for someone, I'm making money, it's a big success. For someone, I have respect from these people, I have a success, you know? Let's first talk about success. Can I ask you a question? What is success for you?
Success for me is personally inspiring and empowering the millennial generation, giving them purpose. because I feel as if a lot of millennials nowadays, they personally, they don't have the direction, they don't have the guidance, because again, you have social media out there that's very distracting. So whether it's somebody that's been through a divorce, mother and father, because I can relate to that. My parents are divorced, so it's like I can relate to somebody and give them hope and give them guidance. I didn't let that situation define my outcome, yeah. Right? So my purpose and my why and success to me is whenever I can lift people up. Followers are followers, right? That'll come. Money's money. That's the byproduct. But when you do what you love, to me, that's success. Mm-hmm. You know?
For me, it's actually, you know, it close to what you said. For me, success is to do something that I love, that I feel passion to, but to also feel respect, not from anyone. I don't need respect from anyone.
Right.
But for people I respect, when I feel this mutual respect, oh my God, this is what I call success, because I feel it, and it's all I need. It feels that I'm doing something right, something that I do, it's on point. And also, trust me guys, success, it's when someone is trying to put you down. When you see the people trying to put you down, you need to feel that you're a successful person.
That's so true. And you're going to have a lot of that.
Well, you know, right? Maybe like a few years ago, yeah, I felt bad and I don't know, if not depressed, but something that maybe like broke me, like a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, then I like to think about all the situation and I realize it's a good thing. I'm trying to find some positive things in everything. So I realize that if I need them, if they talk about me, bad or good, it means that I'm someone. Mm. And it's good. I'm a hot topic.
No, absolutely. I mean, just looking at your social media, Lika.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of people that, obviously you got a ton of supporters, but like you said, I'm sure you got a lot of just haters that look at your stuff.
But you know, I feel good. I feel respect to anyone who following me. I'm trying to, like, yeah, to talk with my followers, and when they ask me something, I always reply. I mean, it's better to be in touch with them, because come on, they the same people like me. I'm not feeling like I'm here,
right.
And hey, you not gonna talk to you? No.
Yeah.
No, never like that.
That's powerful.
No. And I don't like this kind of people who acting like this. So why you have social media? Why do you need these followers? Just for yourself? It's something like selfish.
Right.
Right?
It's very selfish, yeah.
Yeah. But you need to give back something. To be successful, it's not only to take. You need to give back something. This is how I live.
Wow. That's powerful. So, of course, you know, again, people might look at what it is that you do and some of the people that you hang out with, and people get a little jealous over that. People can get envious and they feel as if they have a right to not necessarily do what you're doing, but to hang out with those kind of people, right? Have you ever had any cases where, you know, maybe a friend or just an acquaintance that they might have messaged you or something, or they came up and they're like, hey, I want you to do this. Like, they're asking favors, like, for you to make an introduction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's a way of doing it professionally when there's a value exchange.
Yeah.
But when there's no value at all, it's like, why would I want to make an introduction for you if you haven't necessarily proven to me that you deserve the introduction?
Well, you know, I don't want someone to prove me that they deserve, but I don't like someone who tried to use me. Then I feel it like this.
Yeah.
I feel it, even in my close circle, I feel that people trying to deal with me only because they need my connections. They want, like, free tickets to my show. Why do you need to come to my show? Because they want to connect with all these VIP people, not because they want to come and support me. So, and you know, when I feel it. I'm trying to just erase these people from my life. That's it. No regrets, you know? If someone used me, why do I need to deal with this? No. Because I never use someone in my life. If I need something, I can ask you, you know? I need, can you do it for me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can give something in return, but I need this. But I'm never gonna be like this snake, you know, around your neck and fight.
Like an anaconda.
Not like that. Not my style.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's funny, I just thought about this. How important is reputation to you?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a great question. It's important for me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people keep asking me, Lika, why you're not doing some, like, because, you know, I do a lot of covers of the magazines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different covers, like,
Men's
magazine asking me to do something spicy. And pay good money for this, and it's like, I was like, you know, should I do it? But then I think about my reputation, that today it's fun, but what about tomorrow when I'm gonna have kids and this and that? Yes, I have a lot of pictures and swimming suit on my social media, but still it's not like I'm naked. So, yeah, I think it's different. But it's not only about to make pictures like on Men's magazine. It's something that reputation, it's a big thing for me, you know. Reputation, it's also I can say you something, you know. I can promise you something and then I can break my promises. And it's also, you know, it's not good about reputation to break promises or to say bad about someone, you know, or these little things, but it make your reputation. So for me, it's number one. So yeah, it's important.
Wow. Yeah, I feel as if, especially in the bigger cities, you know, you have a lot of people that are in the same exact industry, and then it's like, you know, who do I go to? And of course, referrals are huge in cities like this. You know, you got a friend that, like you said, you need help with. You know, maybe it's social media or just something, you know, where do I go to buy this certain product? What do you recommend? And you, if it's somebody reputable, you know, you take their advice, you take their opinion on that based upon their reputation.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to, it's a really nice car besides, but.
It's a lot of good cars here. We on Rodeo Drive. Yeah. It's part of Beverly Hills.
I feel like we passed about like 20 Lambos already.
Yeah. And you see, here's my twin.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem is that in Hollywood, people try to use you. They try to pretend to be a friend.
Is it just a Hollywood thing, though?
I mean, no, it's everywhere. But here is most. It's something that, you know, everywhere, like almost everywhere. And when you find people like positive, the same like you, oh my God, you want to keep these people, you want to, you value this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because not everybody, you don't meet just somebody on the street that's talking about success or getting to the next level, mindset, energy, the universe, God, you know, whatever it is that you believe in, like, you don't just see that. A lot of people, especially out here, like you said, I mean, you got people out here just trying to party.
Oh yeah, all the time.
But what do you celebrate?
Life.
Have you achieved something? Now, in all due respect, I'm not trying to like come at people that are celebrating for no reason, but I'm just saying, like, if you literally are in a position where you're kind of like broke, and you're spending money on bottles on the weekend, like, what's the purpose of that?
Well, you know, I can tell you, I'm not judging these kind of people because they probably have a reason, and it's their own thing. But as I told you at the very beginning, I think you need to invest your a lot of time for yourself. Not only to read books and to go to some classes, no, even for your inner, like, education. Inner means like for your inside vibe, to go to ocean, just to feel yourself. Because sometimes we can't understand yourself, like ourselves. If you can't understand yourself, how can you understand me?
That's so true.
Right?
Yeah. Self-love.
Yes, it's come from here. And the same hate, when you hate someone, when you put this bad comment under someone's picture, what navigates you to make this action? What do you think? What? Something that, you know, because you're not on the same page with yourself.
Right.
Something wrong inside you. Not this person that you comment, but something wrong inside you. First of all, you need to feel and understand yourself. I think that happy people do not do bad things. Like, real, real happy people, they can't do bad actions. It's just impossible.
It's not their nature.
No, they don't have time for this and desire. They want to enjoy the life themselves, family, friends, their career, but not doing this bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Straight up. That's what it is. So, okay, let me ask you this. This is interesting. So, let's say somebody's at the pinnacle of their success, meaning, you know, they can pretty much have whatever they want. You know, they got the money, they got the lifestyle and all that. Would you classify somebody being at the pinnacle of their success always being happy?
No. No.
Why do you think that is?
You think that someone is always has success, they happy or not? No, because you can't live your life in this position. Mm. It's always ups and downs.
Yeah.
Everywhere with everyone. You just can't, because if you're gonna live like this, you die.
That's true.
So that's why we have happy situation. People losing their family members, friends, or job, or like something, or even they have a depression, being a successful. Look at these celebrities. Like, I don't want to mention the names, but you know, they have this like drug addiction and all this like mental issues, and they successful, they famous, they have money. So question, why are they suffering with this? Can you answer?
I mean, maybe they're going through, their own battle, you know, like you said, if they're going through something like that, maybe they just don't love themselves enough to truly understand how they operate, you know?
No, sometimes I think that this success, I mean, it's different success, but sometimes it's make you blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe that's why. They just can't handle it. You need to handle the success and to be famous. It's not that easy that people think it is.
Yeah.
It's pressure. It's someone, they all people waiting for you to be a role model. So you can't do this and that. You need to be perfect. And if you do something wrong, people trying to put you down. And it's not like one, two person. It's like a crowd.
Right.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful. I was curious because I wanted to hear you say that, because I feel I just feel as if people have that twisted. Like, if you're successful, that you're just like always happy.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, what happiness is for you?
For me?
Yeah. Can you be always happy?
Oh, absolutely not.
Of course.
Like you said, you go through the roller coasters.
No, only like people with the real mental issues, they who live in their own planet, they're always happy. Even they not always happy, you know? Right?
Yeah.
They say, like, people when they live in like other space, they always happy. No, I mean, it's impossible. It's just impossible.
Wow. Because we're all going through our own battle, our own journey. Like, your journey's, you know, a lot different than my journey. My journey's different than your journey. The audience's journey, the listener's journey, like, we're all born differently. We're not this, we don't have the same exact thing.
Of course, yeah. We all have our own issues, like, different roads, different ways. It's called life.
It's true, yeah. So to establish happiness, or to become a little bit more happier, you think reading books helps? Like, what are some habits that you recommend for somebody to really help in discovering themselves?
I'll tell you something. It's very hard to recommend something to anyone because it can be one thing for everyone to be happy. For one person, it can be to read books and go to the ocean. For another one, it's go out and eat ice cream and they feel happy, you know. Another one can be just with the parents and with their pets, kids, whatever. I think that, guys, do whatever bring you happiness and smile to your face. Just positive vibes only, and be around people who put you up, not down. This is the most important. And if something is, if you're feeling bad right now, or you're under depression, stress, don't be shy to share your feelings with the people you know and trust. Don't be shy. Don't be alone. Just get some help and be with someone who you trust and who you love.
Straight up. You got any pets? You got a dog?
I have two.
Two dogs, yeah.
My babies. Oh my god, I love them so much.
What kind are they?
Maltese and Maltipoo.
Oh.
Yeah. You have dogs?
Nah. I just had cats growing up. Dogs are cool though. I like dogs.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like with a dog, it's like typically they're always happy. They're like man's best friend. You know. So when people, whenever they see dogs, it just they got like their tongues hanging out and everything, and they just kind of like they're in their joy state, but.
You know what I think right now?
What?
That your battery is low.
No, you're right. I got that notification.
No, I mean, if something in your life going down, or if something that you feel like really depressed, or you feel that, okay, I can't live anymore, or something bad, I think you need to change something in your life. It's a sign that you need to change anything. Like, I'm not telling to change your husband or wife,
right,
but sometimes,
yeah.
You know, but no, I mean, to make some changes, to do something, it's a big sign, and I believe in this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to get uncomfortable, but it's natural.
Because people like to feel this comfortable zone, you need to be in this comfortable zone. That's actually, okay, if you want to be successful, you need to go out of this comfortable zone.
Wow.
Yes, for sure.
That's deep.
Yeah, you need to go out. Otherwise, you're never, ever going to be successful.
Yeah.
You need to go through a lot of shit before you're going to be successful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I mean, it's something real.
Now, I can attest to that a lot, because just with me coming out here to Los Angeles, being from a town that's really small in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
we're not used to going to networking events and just meeting new people and everything. And of course, I'd like to say one of my gifts is just being able to connect with people on a deeper level, and then having people truly understand what it is that, you know, about their life. Like, I understand. I like to read people. I like to feel people on that deep level. And then coming out to here, I realized, okay, I can define myself as being an introvert, but then I told myself, if I define myself by being an introvert, I'm holding myself back.
Yeah.
By not going to events. I went to an event last night. It's about 75 people there. A buddy of mine, Metal World Peace, he used to play on the Los Angeles Lakers, and he invited me out, and I was like, at first, I'm thinking, oh, this is a networking event. This is going to be a little bit, I don't know. You know, you kind of have that thought that goes through your mind. But then I told myself, I'm like, Nate, this is what you want. Like, you want to meet new people. You want to get connected with other people, whether it's for the podcast, whether it's for just business, or just see what they're doing in their life, like to help them. I love helping people. I love hearing people's stories. Like, that's what I'm passionate about. And I went to that event. I'll be real, like, the first 20 minutes it was hard for me to kind of just start talking to people, but then I went through the motions. I started talking to one person, the second person. And then with me, I go up to like the, whether it's the host or just the people that are absolutely dominating it in what they do. There was a music artist in the room and I just went up to him and started talking to him, started connecting with him. And then I got into my zone, but I did that by getting what? Uncomfortable and adapting to that.
Of course. Yeah. If you want to reach something new, you need to do something new. Of course. Yeah.
If you want to reach something new, you have to do something new.
Yeah.
That's
copyright legal support.
Hey, I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to have that quote made up with a photo of yours just for you. That's powerful, Lika. But, cool. I definitely want to be respectful of your time, of course. So, where can the audience, like, follow you on social media?
Well, they want to follow me, they can go to my Instagram page, Facebook page, my website. It's all under my name, Lika Osipova. So, wherever you feel, guys, let's connect and let's share experience. And if I can help you with something, just ask me and text me.
Absolutely. And I will attach all of those links in the bio below for you guys to give Lika a follow. And then typically, Lika, at the end of the show, I always have the guest end it, not just on a, you know, motivational or a success note, but something that they can actually go out and execute on, right? Something they can apply into their life, an action step that once they hear this, they need to do it like immediately. I know we talked about, you know, a lot of success throughout this talk, but what's that one thing that you recommend for people to just like apply right now?
Well, guys, you know, if you always wanted to be someone, or if you always wanted to do some hobby, or if you love someone and always wanted to tell him or her, it's a right moment to do it right now. And you know, don't hide your feelings. We have only one life, so don't be shy. Don't be shy to try something. Don't be shy to share your feelings and to tell someone that you love them. Do it now.
Do it now, baby. You heard it from the queen herself, Lika. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. That was great.
Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.